looking out at the rain. Down by my window, just looking out at the rain. Some came along, honey grabbed a hold of me, and it felt like a ball and chain. Baby, and it feels like a ball and chain. La 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 la, love got a hold on the baby. Feels like a ball and chain. Honey, I don't know why the man I'm loving wanna go on and leave me here. Still wanna leave me here, so much pain. Sitting down by my window, just looking out at the rain. Down by my window, just looking out at the rain. Some came along, honey grabbed a hold of me, and it felt like a ball and chain. No, this can't be it, babe. Don't accident, no. Yeah. And all say, oh, babe, oh, this can't be. Oh, babe. It's vain. No. But tell me what love, oh honey, what love is like. Well, it's like a ball and in a
So, would that fall under bluesy rock?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, she's cool to listen to. And so, like, you're tired and you got Mountain Dew then,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I hope that wakes me up.
Is that going to work?
Maybe.
Well, what's the next song you got? Is it Lively?
Yeah, it's Clover by Ugly Kid Joe.
Ugly Kid Joe, I heard about him last week, wasn't it?
I think, yeah, one of those.
Why'd they call him Ugly Kid?
I don't know.
Is he ugly?
Nope.
Uglier than a mud fence? Boy, you so ugly, your mama tied a pork chop around your neck to get the dogs to play with you.
Oh, no.
That's terrible, isn't it? All right, so you want to play this one here?
Yep.
Clover. Is that like the four-leaf clover or what?
I don't think so.
Oh. All right, here we go. Clover by Ugly Kid Joe with the pork chop around his neck.
Yeah.
So what was that song about?
Whatever you think it's about, I don't know.
Well, all right then. It's sassy?
It sounds sassy. It's got attitude.
Yeah, well, with a name like Ugly Kid Joe, you would have to have an attitude.
Yep.
And a pork chop.
Nope. Ew.
All right, so where are we going now?
So now we're going to do Slaves and Bulldozers by Soundgarden.
And you were telling me that this song was about getting ripped off by the music industry again.
Yeah, it was on one of their first big deals or their first big deal or something.
Hey. See, so the music industry just bulldozes over people and just uses them and throws them away when they're done.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Yeah. And this was during the hair band age, wasn't it?
No, not this one.
No?
No.
That when they started?
Kind of like at the
What was you saying about hair bands earlier?
Oh, yeah, the other one. The one that the Ugly Kid Joe, they came at the very end of it, so they didn't get real big. But
oh. Yeah, should've. And those guys had some weird-looking hairdos back in the day. They looked like girls.
Yeah, they do their hair better than I do. So.
I think, yeah, I think that's why that which was it? The dude looks like a lady.
Oh, Aerosmith.
Aerosmith, yeah. Dude looks like a lady during the hair bands. Anyway, so we're going Slaves and Bulldozers now?
Yep.
All right, here you go, folks. Slaves and Bulldozers, Soundgarden. I'm starting to understand screamo rock.
Screamo.
Yeah, you know that. Rah, 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 rah. Well, I know that wasn't that, but I mean, it, borderline.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the way the world it is, and people think they gotta scream it out. That's, I mean, like the band in the music in the background that sounds good, and then this guy's giving you a headache because he's screaming in your ear.
I'm good as long as I can understand what they're saying.
Well, that's why I like that band Disturbed, because it's kind of like, it's a little bit of the old 80s, 90s kind of, you know, rhythm and dynamics, and then they actually do throw in some of that, you know what I'm saying? They throw a little bit of the new stuff in there to satisfy both crews. And,
right.
Yeah. So, anyway, where are we going now?
So... now it's going to be Through the Roof and Underground by Gogo Bordello.
That sounds like a rough path.
Yeah, yeah.
So, is this any meaning to this song?
Yeah, it's about the decline of individual cultures because of corporate-driven consumerism.
Well, that makes sense. So, like, Through the Roof and Underground. I think of, well, I don't want to tell you what I think of. It's like a meth lab blowing up or
something.
Oh, no. And then everybody running underground.
That's terrible.
I don't know. Let's hear what the lyrics say. Maybe it's different than my view.
Yeah.
You said the song was what you think about. I'm just going off of the the title so far.
Well, now I'm going to always think of a meth lab when I hear them say
the name.
Yeah, it's
blowing up and you get thrown through the roof and then... all the survivors run underground to get away from the toxic cloud.
Ugh.
And they got the jitters.
Maybe that's what helps them to, you know, get through the roof and...
All right, well, let's see what the lyrics say. It's probably different than that.
Trap set up for you in every corner of this town. And so you learn the only way to go is underground. When there's a trap set up for you in every corner of your room. And so you learn to go is through the roof, through the roof, underground, through the roof, underground. And as we're crossing border after border, we realize the difference is none. It's underdog zoo, and if you want it, you always have to make your own fun. And I see upper dog leisurely sighing, the local cultures are dying and dying. The program brothers are buying and buying, and oh, secluded freaks, they are still trying, trying. Oh, 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 through the roof, underground. Oh, 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 through the roof, and underground. And as the Boy Scouts learn to read between the lines, the silver rabbits hop between their father's lies, and Boy Scouts ask, between the lines, between the borders, the real countries hide. Strategy was so they advertised. Their strategy of being is one of in your face disguise. Oh, 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 through the road, underground. Зайцы водят хоровод.
Surprisingly different pace there.
Yep.
So, now what?
So, now we're going to go to Seven Bridges Road by the Eagles.
Cool. That's a good song.
Yes.
We can do that. It's one of my favorites.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There are stars in the southern sky, southward as you go. There is moonlight and moss in the trees, down to Seven Bridges Road. Now I have loved you like a baby, like some lonesome child.
Seven Bridges Road.
stars in the southern sky. And if ever you decide you should go, there is a taste of time, sweet and honey, down the seven bridges road.
Yeah, that's a really good song.
I like that song.
Yeah, I've sung that once or twice, karaoke style. Yeah. So, now what?
Now it's going to be No Quarter by Led Zeppelin.
No Quarter. So, what's this one about?
I really don't know. I'm trying to figure it out.
It's what you think it about.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so, like, he ain't got no quarter. I was at a doggone toll booth one time, and I couldn't find a quarter in my car to save my soul. It cost 25 cents to get through the toll booth. And so I looked underneath the seats and everything. And the lady's looking at me like, "You ain't got a quarter?" And I'm like, "No, I am broke. It's a joke. I didn't even mean to get on this road." But I did, because I took the wrong turn. So I looked down there on the ground, somebody had missed the basket, and I reached down and grabbed the quarter, threw it up in there, and smiled and drove off.
Probably, well, it's your lucky day.
Yeah, I don't know that that's what this is about, but we'll find out, right?
Oh, devil mops at every stair. Snow drives by the foot that's slow. Dogs of doom are howling more. Oh, the carry news that must get through.
I was saying we should have a Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath night.
Yeah.
Yeah, just sit around with some of those little umbrella drinks and listen in.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, wouldn't that be cool? Act ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ah. All right, so speaking of ridiculous, what's next?
Slip Away by Mad Season.
Yeah.
Featuring Mark Lanegan.
What's this one about?
I think it was about, because Mike McCready, he was the guitarist for Pearl Jam and Mad Season and a whole bunch of things. But in the Mad Season one, Layne Staley had died of an overdose. And John Sanders, he was the bassist in Mad Season. And it's kind of about feeling like Mad Season is slipping away, the band.
Man, that's kind of depressing, man.
But it's really good.
Well, it's a good song, sure. But, you know, it's like I feel bad for some of these musicians. They have a really good opportunity and a decent life with fame and fortune, and they get robbed and beat up. And we went down this road last week. I can't go any farther. AC/DC song number.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, anyway. But they end up tragically having doggone overdoses.
Yeah.
That stinks. Or worse. Alright, so let's see how this one goes.
Thank you.
So you got a digital delay, you got a flanger, you got a wah pedal, and you got some bending of some strings going on in that song. Wow!
And it sounds awesome.
Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff. So where are we going now?
Now it's going to be Heartshine by Mother Love Bone.
Heartshine by my favorite band name.
It is fun to say.
What is the name? What is this song about?
It's about his brother's struggle and the people he cared about and his own flaws and problems that he was having at the time.
You ever noticed how music like goes around like that? It talks about trials and tribulations.
Yeah.
Well, we got some songs somewhere along the line that are like uplifting, right?
Yeah. Like.
Huh? All right, so, hey, before I push this button to play this Mother Love Bone, Heartshine, stay tuned at the end of Kara Music Hour for a mystery song. If you guess this mystery song, you win an all-expense trip to your refrigerator for snacks and drinks.
Well, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, that is provided you have snacks and drinks in your refrigerator.
Yeah.
But it won't, it's all expense paid. Right?
I mean, it's already been paid.
Yeah, yeah. You paid for it. So you get to win it. All right, so here we go. like, where are we going now?
Soothsayer by Buckethead.
Buckethead.
Yep.
I wrote a song about a bucket on a head once.
Really?
But I can't say it on air.
Aw.
Yes, bad. Anyway, this song you said don't have no lyrics in it.
Nope.
So this is that song that you were talking about that is up to your own personal interpretation.
Yeah.
It's what you think the song's about.
Yeah.
Because the song's called Soothsayer. Do you know what a soothsayer is?
No.
Really?
No.
Somebody Google up soothsayer and put it in the chat room.
Hope it's nothing bad.
No, it's not bad. It's like when you go to that wise wizard on the hill or a wise man that tells you the future or kind of deal like that.
Oh.
I'll Google it.
Okay.
Soothsayer. All right. By Buckethead.
Thank you.
an awesome tune with spectacular guitar playing.
Yes.
So Stephen Gibbons found the definition of soothsayer, a person who predicts the future by magical, intuitive, or more rational means, prognosticator. I'm trying to get that out. Anyway, so if I tell somebody, you say, if you stomp on that rake, it's going to hit you in the face.
But that's just common sense.
Well, then when they stomp on the rake, they'll be like, wow, how did you know that?
I am the soothsayer.
Woohoo! So that's what we're going to do. We're going to run around and tell people common sense, and then whenever it goes just like we warned them ahead of time, we're going to be, what are the soothsayers? What do you think?
I like it.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. All right, so don't stomp on rakes, because if you stomp on a rake, either one or two things going to happen. Either the rake's going to go through your foot, which A, is not good, or it's B, going to come up and hit you in the face. A or B sounds bad.
Yeah.
So,
but either way, maybe you wouldn't do it again after that, so that would be good.
Kind of like kicking the tire?
Yeah, that wasn't good.
She got angry and kicked the tire, and then she was angry for kicking the tire.
Ouch. That was not a good idea.
Yeah, I like kicked the door open, and it came back because it was on one of those springy, long springs.
The door stopper thing?
Yeah, I need to come back and smack me in the face. And I should have known. I was my own soothsayer. I should have known it was a bad idea. I saw the future happening.
Yeah.
And then allowed it to do so. All right, here we go. What's this one?
Okay, it's going to be Breaking All the House Rules by Budgie.
Yeah, well, that's, I've been around some folks that break all the house rules.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Let's see how this turns out. Don't stomp on rakes.
We'll be right back.
have no words of wisdom.
No.
There's a good tune, I think.
Yeah, it makes me want to get up and do stuff.
Yeah.
It's upbeat.
Yeah, there you go. So, has this next one upbeat?
Yeah. It's Falling to Pieces by Faith No More.
All right, just your last tune?
Yeah, and then the mystery.
Then the mystery song.
Thank you for listening, everyone.
Yeah, then we're going to play Faith to Pieces by Faith No More, and then the mystery song. You like the mystery song, Kara?
I like the mystery song.
Do you think they know what the mystery song is?
I think they'll know it when they hear it.
All right. First one that after this song, I'll remind you again, but after this song, the first one to guess the mystery song and type it in the chat room wins an all-expense paid trip to your refrigerator for snacks and drinks.
Like their own, not my refrigerator.
Yeah, your own refrigerator. Well, that's already paid for, right?
Yeah.
So it ain't lies. It's all expense. You already paid for it. Hey, I think it's a good prize, right? You get snacks and drinks, providing you got snacks and drinks.
I mean, water's still good.
Yeah, water. Water, salt, yeah, and rice cakes.
Ew. I don't think rice cakes. I think of like Hot Pockets when I think of snacks.
When I think about rice cakes, I think about styrofoam, like your stuff that comes in packages and stuff.
Yeah, and they got like the cheddar cheese flavored, and they have a whole bunch of flavors.
They got cheddar cheese flavored rice cakes?
Yeah, you know the powder that they put on popcorn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird. Anyway. All right, this is not the mystery song. This is Kara's last song. All right, you've been listening to
Music with Kara Hour.
All right, stay tuned for the mystery song.
Yeah.
I was looking at the button. I just wasn't thinking about pushing the button.
Yeah. So what time is it?
Oh, mystery song. Mystery song time.
Now is the time that you all been waiting for. Okay? So, remember this mystery song. If you guess the mystery song before anyone else, then you win an all-expense-paid trip to your refrigerator for snacks and drinks. What do you think?
I mean, I'm going to go get some snacks and drinks after this song, so it sounds good.
Yeah, so there you go. Snacks and drinks, if you guess this song. All right, you've been listening to the Music Hour with Kara. Peace.
The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. inside. The beaming of light hit the ground. Yeah.